In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Today's station church is Santa Maria in Domnica. In the 9th century, a church was built on top of a 3rd century home, which was a meeting place for early Christians and a refuge for the poor owned by a noblewoman named Siriaca. A friend of Siriaca, a certain deacon named St. Lawrence, spent time here distributing alms to the poor. After his martyrdom, Siriaca arranged for Lawrence's burial in her family cemetery, where the Basilica of San Lorenzo Fuori de Mura, which is next Sunday's station church, now stands. Shortly afterwards, Siriaca too was killed for her faith and buried near his tomb. The collect for this second Sunday of Lent in the ordinary form is actually a new composition, but based on a prayer in the Mozarabic rite of medieval Arab-occupied Spain. O God, who have commanded us to listen to your beloved Son, be pleased, we pray, to nourish us inwardly by your word, that with spiritual sight made pure, we may rejoice to behold your glory. The gospel for today, as we have just heard, is that of the Transfiguration. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. We hear those words from the Father twice, at Jesus' baptism and at the Transfiguration. The light and water of baptism is something that we will see at Easter, at the consummation of Lent. Both are epiphanies, manifestations of Christ's divinity. And the Father tells all who hear, listen to him. Over and over again in the Hebrew Bible, we hear those words, Shema Israel, listen, O Israel. Only God has the right to demand that we listen and respond to what we have seen and heard from him. For God the Father to invoke that upon his Son is a radical call to affirm his divinity. Here we also see that his word is something which nourishes us inwardly. That encounter with the Word made flesh in Jesus, who reveals the Father through the gospel, makes the blind to see and to see purely. The purification spoken of in last week's collect in the extraordinary form appears here as well. And we obtain a promise of the Lord that when we are made pure and healed of our spiritual blindness, there is a gift to come. We get to see him as he is in glory. And that is a reason for rejoicing. The beatitude of heaven that can be ours, we are given a glimpse of in the Transfiguration to confirm our faith and give us the strength to engage in the Lenten spiritual battle. The collect used for the extraordinary form comes from Pope St. Gregory the Great, who reigned from 590 to 604. And Cranmer actually produced an elegant translation for today's collect for his Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities that may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul. The spiritual battle of Lent can be hard. We can't do it on our own. And it is not just a head trip or something that we do with our bodies alone. The Church affirms the dual nature of man. We are souls with bodies. And so out and in are both affected by the bad things that can happen to our bodies in this world and the temptations that can wreck the soul. The church prays that the Lord can keep us, maintain and sustain us, body and soul, in and out, in his image and likeness and in his grace. Today, as we continue our journey through Lent, let us not at all falter in our trust in strength from on high to preserve us in grace and help us fight so that we can see our own transfiguration in Christ.